Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a 1-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And Bill told us yesterday that Shin Daddy is off today preparing for Memorial Day. Is that right, Bill? Still off today? Uh-oh. Had a coffee spill. Yes, Shin Daddy is off today as he prepares for Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Right, and deservedly so. He's a very busy man at all times.
Yes, he is off today.
He's off today.
How are you doing over there, Bill?
I'm doing fine. I was able to stop by through my trip I had to make yesterday. I was able to stop off in Norfolk at the mothership. That's where the Midwest Bank mothership is at.
Is that right?
Yes, and then... Yes. Brett Prince, am I saying that right?
Yes. The
basketball player.
Yes, Brit, yep.
Yes. She was going to be there right after me. They were having her in for a autograph signing in Norfolk yesterday.
You were there? Signing autographs?
I was not signing autographs. No, there was zero people signing for me. But I did stop into the mothership and was able to talk to Doug Johnson, who was the president of all Midwest Banks. And I was able to talk to his daughter, which was awesome. And so it was a great trip. Got a chance to talk to a lot of people there. So it was to see that facility they have is just remarkable.
No.
So absolutely loved to have being a part of that.
Is it stone?
A lot of stone. I almost commented on it. It was there. Jake, yep. The stone is there. It's in Norfolk. I felt like I was in Yellowstone. It felt like I was in Wyoming someplace.
Like
it
a
was
fortress?
Great. Like maybe very Montana-ish.
Yeah, like a fortress.
Yes, it was a fortress. It was.
Huh.
It was the fortress. The mothership's probably about 4 times as big as the one on 70th and Pioneer.
Really? Four
yes.
times?
Yeah. It's building. Like going to Bristol. Is it not Bristol? What am I thinking of? Why can't I say the name of it?
ESPN?
ESPN.
That's Bristol.
That's Bristol. Yeah, you got it.
You got it,
Bristol,
Bill.
Connecticut?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Gotcha.
You got it. It's Bristol.
That's what it's like.
Wow. Okay, so you went to the mothership.
Yes.
It was Shindy there?
No, he was not there.
He was not there. I was just.
I had Memorial
to, I had to get got pulled away for something I had to take care of quickly, and obviously worked out well for me to stop by the mothership on the passage through.
Thank you. And Britt Prince was there.
Yes, signing autographs after Bill.
I'll be darned. Midwest
Bank, great people member FDIC. We went through yesterday the coaches from 68 to 26 in Power Four
list.
From CBS Sports, now this is Sip's favorite part, is the actual top 25. And it's nice to have the whole 68, but when it gets to the best of the best, that's when you really get happy about these lists.
We could literally do the rest of the show on this list, and we're not going to.
But we are not.
We could.
But this is from CBS Sports. Again, they put out their top 25 coaches in Power Four for college football yesterday. Yes.
And here's the deal, Bill. Let's just get right down to it, okay? Let's just get right down to it. Who wrote the – can you tell me who wrote the article?
Keep talking.
Okay. The number one coach, and it wasn't close. They have very –
Tom Fornelli, of course, wrote this.
He wrote the article. Yep. But you know what he said about Kirby Smart, who's number one? This – I was reading it in my kitchen, and it gave me the chills. About Kirby Smart. The first line of his little spiel about Kirby Smart is this. The king stays the king. Beautiful. Kirby is the
unanimous
king.
Number one choice by the panel.
He's unanimous, which is a little odd to me, actually, that Ryan Day wouldn't. Bill, why wouldn't Ryan Day get more support? He was no lower than three on anybody's ballot, but he didn't get a one vote. He didn't get a one vote, Ryan Day. Why?
Well, Kirby's got, what, two championships?
Yep.
Lost in one in the SEC. So, I mean, he's always gonna have that special credit. He gets that asterisk by his name at all times that he worked for Saban for that many years. And Saban is the guy. And so when you work for someone that long, they were together, I believe, at LSU. They were together at Miami. And then they were together forever at Alabama. So he's always going to be able to get that. Well, he was with Saban for this many years. So he really understands it, which is true. But Ryan Day doesn't have that. He doesn't have that same. Nope. He was under Urban for a few years, but he wasn't with Urban forever. And then, like I said, then he was in the NFL for what, 4 or 5 years, whatever. But like I said, it doesn't have that. The background credibility goes way up for Kirby because he's connected to Saban.
There's that, right? I agree, Bill. There's also Michigan. I mean, Ryan Day can't beat Michigan, and that's a problem right now, right?
100, absolutely. Absolutely.
So he got I was interested in the fact he got no one votes, Ryan Day.
If they don't have the expanded playoffs this year, Ryan Day would probably be about 14th or 15th.
Ooh, really?
Steady second.
excuse me. The Heat would have been, imagine the Heat.
Yeah.
They don't make the playoffs this year, and they lost to Michigan. And it was a 7-win team at the time.
Yep.
And they don't make it. So what they did with losing that game, then rattling off four in a row to win it all, that changed his. That was dramatic. Right now we say this one. Where's Ryan Day at? There's a chance he's not even coaching at Ohio State.
Right.
There's a chance.
No,
he's not even there anymore.
Sad.
But keep in mind, as this points out, that with all the criticism that Day has had, he's 70-10 there,
right?
And he's never lost more than two games in a season.
It's ridiculous.
With all these things being said,
Bill
said is right. I mean, there's a lot of heat out. He's 70-10.
Oh, that place is crazy.
With no more than two losses ever in a season,
that place is crazy.
The fan base would have went absolutely nuts if they don't win it all last year.
No, there's
it was old school playoffs of four teams, because there's no chance they're getting in that. It would have been the misery in Ohio State right now. Would be you couldn't even imagine the storylines going on.
Can we say this? There's no program in America that has more pressure than Ohio State. There's not. Don't try.
Agreed.
Yeah, there's not.
It's a relief only program, which means when you win, it's a relief.
Yeah.
No enjoyment.
Yeah.
Yeah, hardly any enjoyment.
Go ahead, Jake.
So number one, Kirby Smart.
The king.
Unanimously by all the voters. Two, Ohio State, Ryan Day. Number three, Dabo Swinney. Stays. He was third there last year as well. So his same spot as last year.
Was he same? Yeah, that's right. Same.
Agree. He's a top five.
Yeah. Keep going.
Number four, Steve Sarkisian at Texas. Back-to-back semifinals for Sarkisian in the playoff.
A little high.
Ooh.
A little high.
I think that's high for Sark.
His high, his low vote was six. So you would be more comfortable with five or six. Look at five, though. Look at
number five is Dan Lanning at Oregon.
That's right. That's right.
His lowest vote was eight. He had a high of three and a low of eight per the panel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number six, Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame.
Okay.
Runner up last year. Seems a little college high, football.
Franklin's.
Ooh, no. I'd say no, not high at all for what he's getting done at Notre Dame.
Okay.
They were in the finals last year. The championship
it's still
game.
Notre Dame, but your odds, I mean, it's more difficult than Texas. It's more difficult than Georgia. It's more difficult than Ohio State.
You're going to hate me for saying it, but I'd put Franklin ahead of Freeman. James. He's seven, by the way. James is right after Freeman.
By the way, Marcus Freeman was ranked 24th last year. Mm-hmm. He went from 24th to 6th in these rankings. And this year, the high was 5, low 8. So everyone's in the same boat. He's a top 10 coach from 24th last season.
I would just switch him and Franklin.
Okay, James Franklin, number 7. Number 8, Brian Kelly, LSU.
Interesting one.
Interesting.
Everybody, though, kind of agrees on him, Bill. The panel. His high vote was 7.
Yeah, I can see him. I think he's a 12 to 8 guy.
Yeah, high vote 7, low 10. High vote 7, low 10.
The comment they have is, the narratives you hear about Brian Kelly from college football media and fans at large don't truly reflect his standing among his peers. Yes, you can argue that his time at LSU has been a disappointment so far. The man did leave Notre Dame for the job because he said you couldn't compete for national titles in South Bend. And it was the Ouch. Irish playing 4-1 last season when Kelly went 9-4 at LSU. At the same time, he didn't fall outside the top 10 on a single ballot among our voters. The Tigers may not have been as successful as they had hoped during his tenure so far, but there's a reason he's at LSU in the first place. Number 8, Brian Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. Mm. Last year was number 7.
Mm. Hmm.
And now there's a big disparity here because the highest someone had, he's 9th. Someone voted him 4th, and the lowest was 19th this year.
Somebody voted DeBoer 19th.
Number 19.
Huh.
Guy made a finals at Washington just 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I kind of took issue with what Fornelli wrote here.
What'd he say?
All things considered, it went well enough for DeBoer last year. No.
Hey, baseball fans. It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/BBM or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/BBM.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I wouldn't say it, do I don't I know 9-4, that's what they were, right? Am I wrong? That's not well enough. It didn't go well enough.
Do you have a problem with him at 9 though?
Not really, but it didn't go well. It was not a disaster, but it was approaching one. You're one loss from disaster. Okay, that's Alabama. This is a huge season. I mean, Alabama.
So this is
what is
I get this correct here.
Go ahead.
This list is based on exactly basically what happened. Sometimes they went back in time on Brian Kelly about over his first like his career, where a Freeman is not on his career. Freeman is based off of more one year.
Bill
on that big
Bill. Deal. Be careful looking for what it's based off. It's really based off feeling. It's not.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to figure this out. Of like. Okay, you know, someone like DeBoer, what he's done, you know, when you've won every place you've been, he carries a lot of weight. He's done it at the lowest level to Fresno, to all the things he's done. And then, but that's a feel. But a lot of people haven't done any of those things.
I'm watching Bama.
You know, like I said, Ryan Day's been a head coach at one place, the Ohio State.
I got you.
Try doing it at Sioux Falls.
No, you're right. I get that. I respect that opinion.
So what do you say? What do you say?
I look at those a lot when I'm looking at coaches. But that's what I'm trying to figure out, how they came about this. Was it an overall view of career? Some is just a one-off. Last year they were really good.
Okay.
Like I said.
So if Bama wins 9 games this year, not 10, 11, 12, but 9, you said that it's scary for
Bama
right now.
Well, I start to wonder if he's overmatched. I mean, some guys just – the Peter principle gets them. They advance, but then they get to a stage where he hit his Peter principle. He can't do it. Like, it just happens to guys.
It's turned into one of the toughest jobs in the country.
That's
because of the expectations are so ridiculously high because of what Saban did. At the same time, when things drastically changed in the big picture of football. And with that being said, it's been well noted, like I said, there's one billionaire in Alabama, and he's an Auburn fan. And so Alabama's not sitting on some of the same setups now that everyone else is. And things change quickly with where things can go. It's a very hard job, very hard job.
10 is Matt Campbell at Iowa State. Last year he was ranked 25th, up to 10th this year. He's kind of flip-flopped a lot because he'll have like a 4-8 season, then they'll win 9-10 games. They're not that consistent, feels like.
No.
If you look at his tenure there.
It's high to
me. How many 4-win seasons he's had at Iowa State? It doesn't seem like many.
I'm looking at his record
like he's
right
almost
now.
A bowl game every year. I'm sure there's been a bad year.
I might have misspoken on that.
4-8 clunkers.
Hang on.
It's high to me in that I would take Whittingham over him. I would take Lane Kiffin over him, and I would take Lincoln Riley over him. Oh, just straight
Nine. You know, I am a Matt Campbell fanatic. I think he's incredible. But to have him ahead of, like I said, of a Whittingham.
No, I'm not taking him over Whittingham.
That has won the Pac-12 twice when the Pac-12 was still the Pac-12. And he's had an undefeated season and beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl, an undefeated season. So,
no,
yeah, that one's hard.
And if those two guys are standing there, or if he's standing next to Lane Kiffin, I'm taking Kiffin. If he's standing next to Lincoln Riley, it's not even close. I'm taking Lincoln Riley. Not close.
By the way, Matt Campbell at Iowa State. I misspoke a little bit here, but it start 2016 to last year, 3-9 and took over the program, 8-5, 8-5, 7-6, and 2020, 9-3, 7-6, 2021, 4-8, 2022. 7-6, 23, and then 11-3 last year. His best season was last season.
I don't get it.
But
I don't get it.
It was an awesome season.
Well, it's
for
a little bit. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of like you said. It's Where's he doing? Ames, Iowa. It's very much an outpost. So he had him in the championship game, in the Big 12 championship game from an outpost. So that's pretty incredible. But the number seems a little high. I agree. There'd be people that I would have ahead of him. But like I said, I just wish it was broken down more I can't follow the reasoning sometimes of what it is, but no one's, I said, it's not outrageous.
You'll bang your head against the wall trying to figure out the reasonings. Just don't do it. Just go with it.
Couple other ones. Behind Matt Campbell, I would say was number 11 was your friend, Bill, Kyle Whittingham at Utah. First losing season since 2013. Last year for the Utes. Again, quarterback issue, injuries, and everything happened there. But
God,
he was sixth last year, went down to 11th this year.
Somebody had him 37.
Yeah. Now, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
The high was 9, the low was 37 in someone's pants. Whoever put him at 37, don't take him seriously.
That sounds like one of those things where you filled out your entire bracket or your whole list, and someone goes, hey, where's Whittingham at? Oh, man. Uh-oh. I don't even have him in here. Just put him at 37.
37 for Whittingham? Come on,
man.
That's
imagine just asking that to some of the coaches. Just like I said, just take take anyone, any coach in the top 10 and say, I think Whittingham's 37th. They would fall off their chair.
No. The Kansas coaches back-to-back. K-State, Chris Klieman, 14. Lance Leipold, 15 per these rankings.
Lance is 15.
Same thing with Lance. I mean, did it everywhere. What do you win? 8 national championships at Whitewater?
Pete.
And I don't believe they've won one since.
I don't think so, Bill.
If they did, it would have been right afterwards. They're not a power anymore.
Maybe.
Then he goes to Buffalo, wins a bunch of games, does great. Goes to Kansas, who was probably the worst job in America. Probably it was. Kansas was the worst job in America. And look what he's done with it. He's at Game Day was there. Mm-hmm. Game Day was at Kansas.
It was. Kenny Dillingham last year was 64th of 68 in the rankings. He's now up to 18th. And somebody still posted him at 50.
Wow.
Somebody in their panel, even with winning the Big 12 and nearly beating Texas in the playoffs, put him at number 50. But he's number 18 overall. A big, big leap from 64 last year.
Ferentz at 19. He's always in the top 20. Always in the top 20. Ferentz.
That's about a right number. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't... Anything, a top 10, no, but a 30-ish, no. I think they nailed that one.
Google me, Kurt Cignetti went from 43 to 21.
I was heartened by that they didn't overdo it on Cignetti. Didn't overdo it on Cignetti. I didn't want to see him in the top 10 or top 15.
If he comes back with a 9-win season, I think he should go up like 20.
To 1?
What's that?
To number 1?
No, what spot's he at?
21.
Okay, no, I thought I was wrong. Okay, he should go up 10 spots if they have a 9-win season. If they back this one up with a 9-win season, just try doing that at Indiana a lot. Just try winning 11 and try to come back and win 9.
It's
never been done.
Yeah, I can't disagree too much.
And then the last one, Mike Norvell, 25th. Last year was 8th. Well, of course, they were 13-1 the previous year. They go
Marty
2-10 this year. So still a top 25 coach, though. Mike Norvell.
Jeez, 25. Real quick. I didn't know this. Bill would be interested in this, I think. Eli Drinkwitz, the last 2 years is 21-5. I mean, Eli.
Where's he at?
Missouri.
Missouri, Bill.
No, I know where he's at. Where's his rating at?
Oh. 20, okay.
God. He's 24. 24.
God, what was that? Missouri, yeah. He's the head coach at the University of Missouri, Bill. Hey, thank you, guys.
I thought you were slipping.
He's 24th, and he dropped 3 spots. He was 21st last year. He dropped to 24th. They were fine last
year.
He's
done a phenomenal job.
I don't understand why you dropped.
Absolutely phenomenal. He should not be. He should be hovering in that 11-12 area.
They went 10-3, and he dropped 3 spots. I don't get that.
Last 2 years, 21-5 and 11-5 in the SEC. That's real stuff. I mean, that's real.
Yes.
Eli.
So.
That's a great list by CBS.
Tom Fornelli.
And what does it say about Kirby again?
The king stays the king.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm gonna go on record right now. Jake, chime in, please.
Oh,
I've never read a list and got chills.
Well,
Steve said he got.
Hey, listen, David,
I was in my kitchen. I read this list and I got chills. There's no chance I read that Kirby's number one and I got chills.
I got chills. No, David would agree with you guys, David.
From Renew,
he said, "Is your kitchen colder than every other room in your house?" That's what he's saying.
Good question. Well,
I love Kirby. I love Kirby.
Before we get to break, the three words, Bill, you don't want to hear when it comes to IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Ooh, oh,
Now that sends a chill down your spine. That does right there.
In a negative way, yeah.
Yes, that a bad does. Way. If you want to avoid that, you call our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. 99% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity and more audio infrastructure. If you have any IT questions,
Will.
Stop shopping around and go to one spot, AppliedConnective.com. Free consultation at AppliedConnective.com. Go today.
Will sent me an AI version of Dr. Love.
He did?
Like a photo of what I would look like as Dr. Love with a stethoscope around my neck. And
did you approve?
It was pretty funny.
Did you approve of that?
It was funny. And he thought it was funny, and it was funny. And that's, you guess what? I get a real, how about working for somebody that runs the best tech company that there is, security, and then also be funny. That doesn't happen very often.
No.
You don't get
true.
Humor. You know, most of that's kind of the no fun bunch. What? You know, that they're buried into real life problems. Will's buried into them, and also fun guy to be around. That doesn't happen very often.
When we come back, it's time for Dr. Love. If you have any relationship problems, any questions, 402-464-5685, call or text Dr. Love is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.